Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Miley Elock Bader, the Executive Director from the Leadership Center in Aurora. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I've never had you on this show before, and can you tell our listeners, what is the Leadership Center?
Well, it's my favorite place in the whole world, really. The Leadership Center is a really neat place over in Aurora, Nebraska. It's a unique nonprofit that was founded by three agricultural education teachers way back in the late 60s. They mortgaged their homes to buy 27 acres that was, actually, I think it was Jensen Park before that. It was a county park. And when they bought it, they had a roller rink on it and they had a condemned pool. Their hope was that they would have a place where at that time the Nebraska FFA could come and develop leadership skills. That was back in the late 60s. If you fast forward to today, we now sit on 43 and a half acres and we still serve the original audience. That original conference is now called COLT, Chapter Officer Leadership Training, still happens in our building every May. What I think is really neat is they learned really quickly back then that you could not pay the bills on a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months of camp. So they started opening up to things like family reunions and churches and such. So when you really think about it, the Leadership Center best explained under like kind of like it's a tree with three limbs. So a tree with like three limbs. So the big base is the Leadership Center. We were founded as a retreat and conference center. We still serve the original organization, the FFA, but we are not owned by the FFA. We're a private nonprofit, but we're really proud of our partnership with them. So we serve families, churches, businesses, schools, etc., doing retreats and conference centers, the kind of things. We have lodging. We have tons of recreation, including catch and release fishing, a pool, hatchet throwing, a gymnasium, all kinds of things. Yeah. It's bonfires. You get it.
It's a playground for grown-ups, too.
It's a playground every day. I'm a grown-up and I get to do that. So if you look at that's the trunk, so that we do that. But then we have another part of the business. When I started 16 years ago, one of the things I realized was we were there for leaders, but we weren't doing any training. And we were actually owned and operated by the Nebraska Vocational Agricultural Foundation, which is 10, it's made up of 10 agricultural education teachers from all over the state, as well as five outside business people. So I was like, why aren't we teaching? Like, I'm a past teacher. I was an agricultural education teacher. My board at that time, teachers. A lot of our staff are retired or past teachers. Why aren't we teaching? And so we added a part of our, we branched out and we added D4LC, Disciplines for Leadership Communities. And what we do there is we started out with a youth leadership conference, and now we do everything from team building conferences to one of our favorite programs is called Fleet. That is more like individual, well, it can be group and team, but we do mostly, it's this focus where you learn how to tell stories and interview and you get confidence. Yes. And we spend 8 hours with you figuring those things out over a couple of times. We have Bearings, which is our middle school program where we do leadership. And middle school is such a fun but weird time and their brains are changing. So we talk about how to set goals, how to have our conversations. We have some programmings for kids who are juniors and seniors in high school to kind of stride into their next set of life. We do keynote speaking, those kinds of things. That's D4LC. Well, we do happen to cook like a million meals a year. So we got a catering license. And so we do weddings and stuff on property, but we can also cater. And so we can cater in any county in the state. We do have a food truck as well, which we can prepare just about anything. So we've been all the way out to like Broken Bow and Curtis, Albion, Lincoln, Omaha, Fremont. We love it. And it is so much fun. Super grateful. That actually happened because of a partnership. Friesen Auto Group came on and helped get us a truck, helped us wrap a trailer. It's gorgeous. I'm so proud of that partnership. So we can cater anywhere. We cook a lot of great food in-house and we cook, you know, all over. But then we added a coffee house. Expressions has served the Aurora community for over 20 years. My husband actually, it was his first job when we moved here 16 years ago. Anyhow, that came open a couple years ago, and we were thinking, you know, we have people come into the community all the time, but we don't necessarily interact with our community every day outside of our employees. So one of the things we thought, this is a way for us to interact with our community and become somewhat of a community center. So we're a coffee shop, but really we happen to be a community learning place that happens to serve coffee and good food. So Expressions Coffee and Community, we opened that almost 3 years ago. There we do serve great coffee, great tea, great food, But what we really do there is we host book clubs and art classes, and we have partnerships with the school on work programs and creative endeavors. It's really, really great. We showcase local art. We had a senior in high school host a poetry reading, a creative writing reading. We do writing groups. We have D&D, which I know, like, you'd think I know a little bit about that. I know some, but I don't know how to play the game. I don't recreational math. So, right. But it's really, really great. And we had a college intern this summer do Silly Stories with Sophia, where she's a music major and she is up at Wayne State. She does her Silly Stories with Sophia was a story, a song, a craft, and a snack. And they all tied together, and it was amazing. So we have our coffee shop. So that's our food, and then we have meeting and space food, and then D4LC. So we've got, like, this really great umbrella of organizations that we do. But so it's kind of like three little businesses under one. We're a nonprofit. We really, really want to see people be able to create moments that matter through intentional community, whether that's leadership, that's over a meal, that's through a business meeting in our building, an interaction at the coffee shop, you know, things like that. So I'm really proud of it. We work really hard, but at the core of who we are, we create moments that matter.
That's incredible. I had no idea. And I wonder how many of our listeners are saying, wow, they do a lot. They cater too. And got all this. This is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So why are you here with me today to talk?
So one of my heart projects is our summer food program. For those of you listening that don't know what the summer food program is, it's kind of the bridge program from the last day of school to the first day of school that was founded to serve kids who were on free and reduced lunches, mm-hmm. 0 to 18.
Sure.
And while that is part of what we do something way more than that. Our summer food program, we actually serve meals in Aurora, Marquette, and Central City, Monday through Friday, 12 weeks in the summer. And they're great, healthy meals. Today they had, I believe they had meatballs and pasta, which is one of their favorite meals. Mm-hmm. Yesterday they had sloppy joes. They get pizza on Friday, homemade little personal pan pizzas. We really, really want them to have good food. But really our whole goal with the summer food program is intentional community, intentional contact, intentional conversations over good food.
That is incredible.
And so we've been doing that. I think this summer
summer food program.
Yeah, and we call it Lunch Bunch. We're really, really fortunate to have some great volunteers, some really wonderful interns, great staff. Everyone's pretty passionate about this. This summer, we've served over 3,000 free meals between the three communities. Funding is hard.
Yes.
If you qualify for a summer food program, you get a portion of the funds to pay for that meal. Two of our three communities qualify. I don't think that there are a lot of kids 18 and under that have a choice of how their life shakes out. And I don't even think some of these kids who come to our programs would necessarily qualify for free and reduced. But isn't it awesome that they're choosing to come have a healthy lunch, hang out with people who care, and be outside? They're not on tablets. They're not cruising the internet. They're not sleeping. They're not eating junk food. They're having intentional community for an hour a day. And I love that. And it's everything from, oh my goodness, if you went to Central City, they play Sorry like it is a competition.
Battleground.
Yeah. Kickball is brutal.
Oh, no.
And I think what's really special about our programs, our D4LC programs we talked about a little bit ago, we have kids from all over the state. We have students that come and participate. All of our students that attend any of our camp programs over the summer actually spend part of their time learning service-oriented service. So like being servant leaders. So they go and they serve the meals and then they do the enrichment with the kids. And it doesn't matter young or old. It is truly usually the most impacting moment they have in the summer when they realize it doesn't really take that much to make a difference. Taking that time to connect eye to eye and just have that conversation makes all the difference. And they realize the impact you can have by just simply caring. And so we've fed over 3,500 meals this, or 3,000 meals this summer, somewhere in there. We've had a couple hundred students, leaders, go to our programs to help do enrichment. So in all, this is our eighth year. We've served over 20,000 meals in those 8 years. We've had over 3,000 students, or close to 3,000 students impacted by service leadership.
That's amazing. My gosh.
Yeah.
To do that. And what I like about that as a mom, my kids are grown, but I hate to see kids wasting their day in front of the computer mm-hmm. playing games when they could be outside using their imagination, mm-hmm. having fun, getting mm-hmm. dirty, mm-hmm. because I think that helps their immune system.
I do.
And a nutritious meal that tastes delicious mm-hmm. for our kids, that means the world. Now, what do you do for fundraising?
So we do a couple of things for fundraising. We do get some state funding through the Summer Food Service Program, but only two of our programs qualify for that. Our largest program actually does not, and that is in Aurora. But we believe so heartily in the community that we first served and the community that we've built going through these programs that we think it's critical.
Okay.
And I love it. So we do that. We do independent fundraising. They can go right to our website, tlcaurora.org, and donate there. And then we actually host a summer patio party. It's our fourth annual patio party coming up on August 9th at the Leadership Center in Aurora. Traditionally, it's a polka party, and we have Angie Cruz and the Polka Tunes, because I love her.
I love polka.
I do too. But
I used to do a polka show.
I was so, oh, really? Oh, yes. My gosh. I love that. Well, I'm really, really excited, because if I couldn't have Angie Cruz, I have Beattie and the boys. Oh my goodness. Who does not love those guys? I adore them. They've done our gala before. I am so excited to be having the boys out on the patio, and they're going to play it up. Our executive chef, John, is going to cook up a feast. Now, people were worried when we didn't have the Polka Tunes coming that we wouldn't have a German feast. We will still have kolaches. We will still have brats. We will still have German potato salad. I think we will. But we're also adding Irish nachos. And we're adding burgers, and it's gonna be so good. So the food is gonna be good, the music is gonna be awesome, the ambience is gonna be fabulous. Whether it rain or shine, we're having the party. If it's not out on the patio, it'll be inside. It's gonna be great.
I can promise you that I would love to go to this event, and my husband would too, because I'm an Irish bohunk.
I love it.
I did a polka show for years and I loved it. Anyway, now I play rock and roll.
Well, I love that. But I love Beattie and the boys. Like, there is no one too young for them or too old. They are just wonderful, enjoyable. The guys, most of them are Aurora locals, which is super great, but some of them are from right up here in Grand Island, things like that. They're a Grand Island favorite too. I love them. So we're going to have food. We actually have a really special raffle that night. Okay. Our kids from our Lunch Bunch kids painted a project that we're going to raffle off. One of our interns, Zach, came up with this idea to do a painting to raffle. And so we did a tree with all of their handprints, which I love, from all three sites. And we're going to raffle off one ticket for 10 or three for 20.
Okay.
And someone's going home with a really cool piece of art made in gratitude by these students. And I think it's pretty special. I'm really excited.
That is amazing. Will you have silent auction?
We will have a couple of things out there in the raffle, but the big thing is come eat, come drink, come
party, let's dance. Well, let's let our listeners know again when this is, where it's going to be, and what time it starts.
All right. So we are hosting, we're hosting our fourth annual patio party at the Leadership Center.
Okay.
Our Leadership Center is in Aurora, Nebraska. I know if you're in Grand Island, I promise going west is worth, or going east is worth it. I promise. It'll be good. The food will be good. 20 minutes and you're there. Anyway, we're having a great barbecue. So you can buy tickets for $20. That gets you all you can eat buffet. It also gets you the music. We will have a cash bar. And then we are selling raffle tickets, $20. It's $10 a ticket or 20 for three. We do have just music only tickets as well. They can find all of the information at www.tlcaurora.org. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a special we're putting out on the radio.
What is it?
If you pre-buy your ticket, you get a free drink ticket when you get there.
Where's my phone?
So I'm just saying, if you go to www.tlcaurora.org, we'll make sure it's up on our website. Like, it's on our website, but we'll make it super easy to find. If you pre-buy your ticket, for every pre-sold ticket, we will make sure you get a drink ticket when you come in.
Well, I can't tell you how exciting this is, and I will be looking to get those tickets. My husband and I will have a blast. Miley, it has been a pleasure talking with you about the Leadership Center out of Aurora. I hope we can have you back again one day.
I hope so. Thank you so much for what you're doing for nonprofits, especially ours, and for the community out there. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone on August 9th in Aurora.
All right. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.